On today's program, we bring you highlights of the Jamaica National Foundation's inaugural School Leadership Summit. Stay with us to hear more. It was a successful 2 days for the Jamaica National Building Society JN Foundation School Leadership Summit, staged on July 25 and 26. The event, held under the theme Impact, Innovate, Lead, Join the Education Revolution, saw school leaders from across the island gathering in Kingston to garner useful and creative ideas on effective leadership and management. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who was present at the opening ceremony, encouraged school principals to develop and use creative ideas to improve educational outcomes. While commending the JN Foundation for its continued support of the education sector, Prime Minister Holness also urged school administrators to make use of opportunities such as the iLead Summit.
So let me start by acknowledging and thanking the Jamaica National Foundation for the amazing work and contribution that they have been making to education. You have been involved in education in a big way. But I would want to say to you, continue to invest in education. Your investment is paying off, and there is even greater dividend to come.
Mr. Holness encourages other corporate entities and stakeholders to join the revolution, while adding that the best investment that any country can make is in the education system. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid is lauding the iLead program, which inspired the School Leadership Summit, noting that the program should be present in more institutions to produce greater results. Launched in 2014, the iLead program works with the principals, middle leaders, and education officers in 10 underperforming schools to reorient them on a path towards high-impact leadership, equipped to move their institutions towards success.
This is a fantastic contribution in terms of what I call a private-public sector partnership. The government, as you know, will never be able to totally fund the education system. And when we have private partners such as the JN Foundation, that actually spend so much of their resources to assist the education system at the very important level, which is that leadership transformation, because it all happens with leadership.
Several school principals are lauding the iLead program, noting its usefulness and relevance to the education system. Principal of Brimervale High School in St. Mary, Everine Henry Tracy, says the program has been benefiting her school tremendously, adding that she hopes it will be extended beyond the stipulated 2 years.
The iLead program has been doing quite well. It started at Brimervale High in 2014, and since then we have been doing exceptionally well. iLead has helped us to improve leadership capacity, and that has trickled down to our teachers and to our students. The image of the school has improved significantly.
Mrs. Henry Tracy says iLead has been one of the greatest things to happen to Brimervale High. Additionally, principal of Port Maria Primary, Carla Thomas Ruddock, says the iLead program was established at the institution in 2014 and has produced results that the school has never witnessed before.
I've experienced a number of growth in specific areas. For example, in terms of the training of our middle managers, we have seen a lot of effort being placed in that area. And today we can say that our middle managers are far more empowered in terms of the functions that they're supposed to carry out in the different areas.
Young broadcasters from the Almontown Primary School Kids Hub Media Network also attended the summit. It was quite an experience for Toriano Reed Jr., a member of the club.
I believe that this is an amazing event, and I believe that everyone who is here will benefit from this event.
Among the list of inspirational speakers at the summit were Director of Education Programs at the JN Foundation, Dr. Renee Rattray, award-winning principal from the United States, Salome Thomas L., and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Marie Smith. Dr. Smith says effective leadership can break the cycle of underperformance, thus yielding successful student outcomes. One of the main objectives of the JN iLead campaign is to see marked improvements in academic performance and leadership of selected schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.